I've been joined by the gang from HTP, and there's a whole host of peeps coming in this week and next week as well. We've spoken to two charming young ladies so far, and it's now time for the geezers. And we've got Harry in. Now, Harry's from Ryde. Morning, Harry.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good, thank you.
We're having an interesting conversation about some of the jobs that you've already had, and you've done some work for Southern Vectis.
Yeah, that's right.
So what did you do?
I did work experience last year, and worked in the tourist office and was selling tickets and doing customer service as well in the travel shop at Newport Bus Station.
Okay, obviously it hasn't led to anything, but have you been back to them and saying, "Oh, can you give me, you know, can you give me a job because I'm good at that now? I can do that." And also, would you like to drive a bus?
Maybe in a couple of years' time. Maybe.
All right. So, you're 17 now?
Yeah, I'm 17 now.
Learning to drive?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when do you reckon you pass your test?
About Easter, I'd say.
I reckon. Then you should go back to Southern Vectis and say, "Oi, can I drive one of your buses?" That'd be a great idea. Now, you're one of those guys that doesn't know really what they want to do.
Bit unsure at the moment.
Okay, which is not unheard of, because I think there are a number of more ladies that know what they want to do, whereas guys, it's a little bit more tricky for them, because you're probably going to do it for a lot longer, aren't you? Whatever it is you choose to do, you're going to do it for a lot longer, because you're going to be like the one that goes out there and gets the bread and looks after the family and puts money on the table. So, you know, I guess you've got to be a bit more fussier about what you're going to do, because it's going to be like for a lifetime. Do you have any idea what you want to do?
I'm into tourism, so I'd quite like to do something specific, something to do with tourism.
Have you contacted David Thornton?
No.
He's the guy that's head of tourism on the Isle of Wight.
Oh, right.
Because, honestly, no one has ever said that to me, age 17, I would like to go into the tourism industry, all right? Now, maybe you get in contact with him and say, "Hey, look, I would really like to know and learn about tourism. You know, it's one of the main things about the Isle of Wight, tourism."
Yeah.
So that would be a good port of call, first of all, wouldn't it? David Thornton?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that'd be quite good. The Isle of Wight's quite good for tourists, people, because the Isle of Wight promotes...
It does.
Promotes, like, shops and... tourism industry.
Absolutely, it's probably our main income on the island is tourism, and there are a lot of things that people come to the Isle of Wight for. And you've obviously seen that, because you were working something to do with Southern Vectis and the Bestival, so you'd have seen that. So that would be my choice, to get in touch with David Thornton and say, "Hey, look, can you give me some advice? I really want to get into tourism." Not many people say that, age 17. No. So maybe it's something that they could nurture, something that they could look at you and think, "Right, okay, we're going to do that. We're going to push you towards tourism." You're an island boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
You lived here all your life?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know everything there is to know about the island?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Is there just in case there's someone out there that thinks, "Hey, look, I like the sound of Harry. Can we put out some details there? You know, if they wanted to give you a job, offer you some kind of training or something." Would you rather it went through HTP, or do you have an email address?
I'd prefer if it went through HTP.
Okay, and
really,
what's your last name so they know? Because we heard this guy Harry. Don't know what his last name is, you can just imagine him on the switchboard at HTP, can't you? I want to speak to Harry. Harry who?
Harry Firmage.
Harry Firmage. Nice to talk to you, Harry. Okay, and good luck, and hopefully you'll be like head of tourism in about 5 or 10 years' time.